With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. The Blackfeet Nation is getting some help towards its goals of reforming agriculture on the reservation to make healthy local food more accessible. Barriers include complicated land management regulations and a lack of processing facilities. Aaron Bolton reports.
The Blackfeet celebrated receiving a $1 million federally funded grant during Grand Entry at their annual North American Indian Day celebration in Browning Friday. Sally Rocky, with the Foundation for Food and Agricultural Research, or FAR, awarded the grant, which Montana State University is matching with another $1 million.
So today, I am so honored to be presenting the award for our foundation's 100th grant.
The funding will propel 5 years of research within the tribe's Agricultural Resource Management Plan. Project manager Lauren Bird-Rattler says that plan touches everything from international trade agreements to incentivizing native producers to grow more foods in line with the traditional Blackfeet diet, specifically foods rich in omega-3.
When you look at omega-3 content, we put 40,000 head of cattle into the feeder market every year, and by doing so, they become corn-finished. And so when you corn-finish beef, it eliminates all of the omega-3, you know, which is a natural antidote to the detrimental effects of sugar and fructose.
Instead, the tribe wants a portion of those cattle to be finished with grass and processed right on the reservation. That would provide meat high in omega-3 content, like many traditional Blackfeet foods. Montana State University doctoral researcher Jill Falcon-Mackin studies indigenous food systems. Her work, funded by the grant, could help leverage funding for initiatives like the construction of a local USDA meat processing plant. The tribe is currently conducting a feasibility study for such a facility.
So we're looking at those policy level changes that are going to be to empower taking back our food system and get those healthy foods delivered first to our children, our seniors, our grocery stores, things up here that are going to make a real difference in just access to healthy foods.
More local food processing would also be an economic boon for ranchers like Betsy Loring, who raises organic beef cattle on the Blackfeet Reservation. Loring is opposed to selling into the larger commodity market. That means legally she can only sell a quarter, half or whole cow to locals.
Because we don't have a local processing facility, okay, we can't sell individually, we can't sell it through a grocery store. So some of what Lauren's working on is trying to create that ability for us to process locally, to sell locally. You know, we spend a lot of our time just trying to find a buyer.
The FAR and Montana State University grants will also fund diet-related research, including how a traditional Blackfeet diet can combat some of the largest killers on the reservation, such as diabetes. The tribe's Lauren Bird-Rattler says work will also focus on issues around managing tribal trust land, parcels owned by individuals or tribes that are heavily regulated by the U.S. government.
So a lot of the research that we're doing to begin with is to really map the process of those land management functions so we can then measure the timeline and then do a comparative analysis with native trust land versus non-native land to really look at the economic impact around production agriculture on trust land. So it'll really
That research will help the tribe craft proposals asking Congress to remove some of the more cumbersome regulations native trust landowners face, not only making it easier to use the land to its full potential, but potentially making it easier to pass land down to younger generations. Bird-Rattler says the research will hit what he calls the triple bottom line of the Agricultural Resource Management Plan.
So as you look at how all of these pieces work together, at the very end of the day, it creates the legal infrastructure for the Blackfeet tribe to really control its own destiny economically through health and nutrition and through our most precious resource, our youth.
Research funded by the grants will begin this year. I'm Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio.